You're on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero for the Workday Afternoon. Coming up on The Soul of Business, we're going to speak to some interesting people. Now, the Institution of Engineers in Singapore announced the 6 winning projects of the IES prestigious Engineering Achievement Awards 2019, recognizing the outstanding contributions of local engineers to advancing engineering and enhancing the quality of life of Singaporeans. We're going to find out all about it. What does it mean? Coming up next for you on Money FM 89.3. Good afternoon and welcome to The Soul of Business. The Institution of Engineers Singapore announced the 6 winning projects of the IES prestigious Engineering Achievement Awards 2019, recognizing the outstanding contributions of local engineers to advancing engineering and enhancing the quality of life of Singaporeans. One such project that works with electrochemical treatment that is targeted at hard-to-treat industrial wastewater shows how wastewater electrochemical oxidization is the new frontier to support a green economy based on zero waste and sustainability-oriented industries. Money FM 89.3 welcomes Dr. Chu Tuan Cheong, Committee Member, Awards Committee of the Institution of Engineers Singapore, and Dr. Olivier Lefavre, Assistant Professor, Department of Civil and Environmental Engineering at the National University of Singapore, to tell us more about the IES Awards, this winning project, and how these projects could enhance the lives of Singaporeans. Welcome to both of you, gentlemen. For the benefit of our listeners and for my benefit as well, could you please elaborate on the IES Awards?
Sure, thank you. I'm representing the Institution of Engineers Award Committees here. Mm-hmm. And just to introduce some things about this award, we would like to recognize those contributions, especially of local engineers, mm-hmm. that, as you mentioned, help to enhance the quality of life in Singapore or has achieved some significant international milestone. So why are we doing that? I think we believe that engineering is one of the chief creators of wealth in any economy. Mm-hmm. And in particular, in relation to what's happening recently, the climate change and global warming focus has also brought into the limelight some of the things being done by our engineers. So we did discover that there has been more and more projects related to sustainability. Mm-hmm. Okay, so as a result, you'll find that the awards have not just been given to very good engineering achievements, but also increasingly to how it can save our environment and increase the sustainability of our businesses and, in fact, life in general in Singapore.
All right, let's go to Olivier. Could you tell us more about the electrochemical treatment project that works to treat industrial wastewater?
Yes, of course. To make it quite simple...
Yes, please do.
Yes. I will try that. So you have to think of it, it's almost like a battery. You know that a battery has mm-hmm. a positive electrode and a negative electrode, right? And then you get this, you use it, and you can draw energy, you can draw electricity from it.
Right.
So my process is the opposite of that. You still have those, this positive and this negative electrode, but mm-hmm. you input electricity to it. And when you input electricity to it, then you get all sorts of interesting reactions that okay. take place. For example, that's how they produce oxygen in the space station mm-hmm. by using those electrochemical devices.
Right.
So back to Earth and what I'm doing, I use those chemical reactions to actually clean those very dirty water that are produced very often by the industry.
Okay, industrial wastewater, perhaps we don't really understand what kind of industries are you talking about, or does it matter?
There are all sorts of industries, so it does matter because not all the waste streams from the industries are mm-hmm. highly toxic.
Right.
But some of them are very toxic, and so it means that, and they're very concentrated. Mm-hmm. And so those are challenging to treat.
Right.
And so that's exactly the streams for which I'm trying to solve the problem mm-hmm. by using my technology. So we are talking about the chemical industry, the pharmaceutical industry, we're talking about electronics. We are talking in some cases about farms that produce a lot of waste and sludge. That's solid waste. If we go outside Singapore, we are talking about textile that is very polluting. So those are really the kind of streams that I'm interested in tackling down, because.
Okay, so if you are tackling those kind of wastewater, what does that mean? Once you treat the water, is it safe? Is it potable? What kind of water do we get after the process?
My main goal is I'm trying to treat this water to the point that it goes from being hard to treat. Mm-hmm. So imagine you have a lot of molecules in there, a lot of compounds that can be very complicated. And I break them down.
Right.
So I break them down into molecules that are easier to degrade. And then we already have a lot of technologies that are very good at degrading those easy ones. So then it's a matter of economy. Do you need to get potable water from this industrial waste? I think already, even if I can make potable water and I can make potable water from this, I think that you would have a psychological barrier in drinking it.
Just thinking where it comes from.
Okay. So it means that it may not necessarily be the purpose, but at least to treat it to the level that it's not a public health issue anymore.
Right. Okay. Now, let's go back to Dr. Chu. Why was this one of the winning projects?
We look at a range of projects, and they're all very high quality. Mm-hmm. So this became one of the winning projects. There are a few others as well, as you mentioned earlier. Because, as you know, water is a major concern in Singapore. A reclamation of any water, whether it falls from the sky or is produced by any man-made processes, is important to us. We are trying to recycle almost every drop of water, and in addition to importing water. So that's our four national taps, as most people know. And we believe that this particular process, first of all, it really does clean the water up and doesn't produce any undesirable byproducts, deserves recognition.
Right, okay. We are speaking to Dr. Chu Tuan Tiong, Committee Member, Awards Committee of the Institution of Engineers, Singapore, and Dr. Olivier Lefebvre, Assistant Professor, Department of Civil and Environmental Engineering at the National University of Singapore. Let's talk about a few of some of the other projects that might be notable to mention before we go back to Olivier.
Sure. I mentioned that water is our major concern.
Yep.
And one of the major concerns. So the other thing about being Singapore and being a fully urbanized city-state is that we consume a lot of energy. Mm-hmm. I think our energy consumption per capita is perhaps one of the highest. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to trying to make sure that we save energy, that's a priority. And of course, the other way to make sure that it doesn't affect the earth so much is to try not to use fossil fuels. So unfortunately, Singapore doesn't have much wind or tidal energy or even geothermal and so on. Mm-hmm. People do believe we have some solar energy because we are on the equator. It turns out that, you know, solar energy collection needs a lot of area, and we don't have that much land space.
Right.
Now, in this respect, there is one project by the Housing and Development Board, Housing Development Board, HDB, in Singapore that caught our eye. So what they do is they are implementing systems, huge solar farms, I mean solar collectors, solar vortex that generate electricity, and get them to float on water. So we do have quite significant amount of open space on top of our reservoirs or on the water, as well as offshore, close to our coast, where it's still within our national water boundaries. And these sort of projects, creating among the world's largest solar farms, floating solar farms in the world, is very inspirational. At the same time, it does generate a lot of clean energy, renewable energy that will augment our consumption of fossil fuel generated electricity. Okay. And just to add, in Singapore, most of the electricity are generated from clean fossil fuels, namely natural gas.
Sure. Okay. And we go back to Dr. Lefavre. What were some of the challenges? Because I can assume that there were many challenges that you faced when designing this electrochemical treatment.
If I could sum it up, I would say I think there are two main challenges. Mm. One of them has to do with sustainability.
Right.
When we're talking about sustainability, it means that we cannot solve a problem by creating another problem.
Right.
So one of the issues when it comes to my system, I told you about the positive and the negative electrodes. And so it's the materials that we use to make those electrodes. We cannot afford to use some materials that are either very rare or whose extraction is very polluting through mining and right. These kind of things. That's what I mean by saying that we need to think in terms of sustainability.
Okay, that's a huge challenge right there.
So we use primarily materials that are made of carbon. Mm-hmm. And so it means that we can, for example, use biomass or waste biomass mm-hmm. to make those materials. And so that's one of the challenges to get those materials, to make them work nicely. We work with things like graphene. You may have heard of it, one of the materials of the future, as they're saying, that has lots of applications.
Right.
Then the second challenge is to scale up, of course.
Right, of course.
How to go from a laboratory
to a country,
or at least to a factory. Let's start with
sure.
a factory.
Right,
Let's start with the scale of a factory. So for this, of course, it means that I'm partnering with some local collaborators from the industry
sure.
to help me do that.
All right. Those sound like challenges that were big, but did you surmount them? You got over them?
I mean, I'm still in the process of doing it. So I think this IES award that I got was in the category of applied research.
Right.
So it means that it's still considered a research technology, mm-hmm. but it's a technology that is being implemented or that is about to be implemented. So we don't have full-scale systems, mm-hmm. but we're getting there.
All right. We wish you all the very best with that. Before we let you go, gentlemen, one more question for Dr. Chu. Why was the focus of this competition sustainability and climate change initiatives this time?
Well, in fact, we didn't define that as a focus.
Right.
But the outcome of the judging of the projects happened to throw up a lot of good projects related to sustainability. And of course, with that, things on climate change and how to combat it. Let me just say something about the engineering profession. You know, this problem of global warming and climate change is in fact a scientific and technological problem created by excess human consumption.
Sure.
And the solutions, in addition to reduce, reuse, recycle, and so on, mm-hmm. is in fact going to be found in science and technology.
Of course.
So in Singapore and around the world, the engineers and the scientists are the unsung heroes, working away relentlessly, project after project, to try and mitigate the impact of global warming. So, for instance, the most important would be to try and reduce the amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, mm-hmm. which is perhaps things like carbon sequestration, recapture the carbon dioxide and put it back in the plants and animals and let them just stay in the ground.
Right.
Okay, but in Singapore, we have this more existential urgency to deal with climate change because of the rising sea levels and so on.
Right.
So you'll see more and more of these infrastructural projects geared towards mitigating global warming in the medium term. And that's where engineers and scientists are going to play a very big role.
Well, we look forward to future IES awards and what kind of winners come out from them. I look forward to speaking to you again on that. Thank you so much for coming in today, both of you gentlemen, on Money FM 89.3.